funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
Catalogue number 1502, The Duke's Children by Anthony Trollope. The Duke of Omnium is now a widower and has to deal with his three children, who have all inherited their mother's obstinacy and love of pleasure.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
There are 80 chapters. Chapter 1, When the Duchess Was Dead. No one probably ever felt himself to be more alone in the world than our old friend the Duke of Omnium when the Duchess died. When this sad event happened, he had ceased to be Prime Minister. During the first 9 months after he had left office, he and the Duchess remained in England. Then they had gone abroad, taking with them their three children. The eldest, Lord Silverbridge, had been at Oxford, but had had his career there cut short by some more than ordinary youthful folly, which had induced his father to agree with the college authorities that his name had better be taken off the college books, all which had been cause of very great sorrow to the Duke. The other boy was to go to Cambridge, but his father had thought it well to give him a 12-month run on the continent under his own inspection. Lady Mary, the only daughter, was the youngest of the family, and she also had been with them on the continent. They remained the full year abroad, travelling with a large accompaniment of tutors, ladies' maids, couriers, and sometimes friends. I do not know that the Duchess or the Duke had enjoyed it.